There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a
Fuck.
This is the podcast where we celebrate
being positive,
aspirational, lovely, sexy women. I've been to spin this morning and I'm feeling sweaty and sexy and strong.
I went to M Sculpt this morning, the lazy girls version. And I feel sexy and strong too, baby.
However you get your sexy and strong is up to you. To be fair, the less effort, the better. Do you want to hear something funny that's happened in my group chat this morning?
What?
So the first bit isn't funny. My friend's granddad, so she's on the way to the funeral now and she's in the car. And her partner...
Nice day for a funeral.
Lovely day for a funeral.
Lovely day.
If we didn't have this, I would have gone for the buffet. Anyway,
sausage rolls
and ham sandwiches. So she's in the funeral car, right? And she, her partner, I think he's been working away. So he was meeting her there from away. Do you know what I mean? So they've not gone together. And she's like, right, you need to be at the crematorium where the
creme,
like the creme de la creme, where the ceremony is at 10:30. Anyway, she's in the car and he's like, Where are you? The fuck? And she's like, I said 11:30. He's only at someone else's funeral. You seen him?
You hear about this, don't
so
you?
He's just texting back saying, Lauren, I'm in someone else's funeral. And he said, I thought I didn't recognise anyone. So he's there in his black suit. Everyone's queuing up outside to go in. And he's, do you know that nod that people do that? Like, you're right, mate. Yeah, a really sad nod because you can't really smile at a funeral, but you want to say hiya. And he's nodding at all these people and they're nodding back and he's thinking, I don't know who any of these people are. And he's now stuck in the middle of someone else's funeral and he's trying to get out of it without causing a scene. And he's basically at the wrong funeral. And I just thought, it really made me laugh. So she's been laughing in the funeral car. So it cheered her up, I guess.
We nearly had a funeral with Ed.
Oh my God. I know.
Like, that's not okay. It's so bad.
Tell everyone what happened.
So basically, Ed's been in China for 10 days. He's probably been in the Maldives with his other girlfriend. But
yeah,
hey-ho, he's
definitely
been in China. And he landed in Heathrow Airport, left his car there, got back in the car to come home yesterday afternoon. And he was texting me, dead excited to pick the kids up. Like, he had a plan in place. Like,
of course.
Yeah. Saskia first, and then I'm going to get Teddy. Oh. I'm so excited to see them. And he had really bad jet lag, like, off this 14-hour flight. And he was driving down the motorway.
It's not funny.
But you can imagine his
la la la. He's like, driving home for Christmas. Big smile on his face.
He was on a work call as well.
Oh my God. I hope he didn't scream in like a really girly non-businessman way.
And a log off a lorry from the other side of the road just went poof.
Oh, it's, that is so...
I've got, the pictures are... I'll put the pictures in our group chat. They're really bad. But if he'd have been in a smaller car, he wouldn't be here today, would he, Lauren?
Wow. No, this full windscreen is
smashed.
We'll put it in Patreon. It's really, really bad. But what did he do? Oh, my God. I hope he didn't go, yes, so if you can do that...
He said, well, luckily,
our near Stoke services. So,
oh,
I pulled
over.
And Stoke's quite a decent services, Ashley, you know.
Is it?
I could tell you, because he used to be a truck driver, I could tell you the rating out of 10 for any service station. Like, when we're in the car together, I go, no, we're not stopping at that one, because that one's got this, that, the other. And then, like, there's this one service station that I swear he loves more than me. And it's, like, near the Lake District. Have you been in it? The dead posh one. With the bakery.
It's got a farm shop.
And it's got a farm shop.
That is a very... Funnily enough, because James drives with work and to different places. He's a bit like that. And we were going, where were we bloody going? I can't remember. And he went, oh,
Lodore Falls.
We need to stop up. Lodore, it might have been. We need to stop here. And I was like, what for? And he's like, oh, it's a fantastic services.
The toilets were nice accent. As well.
I can't do a Manc accent. But yeah, he's like, no, we need to stop at the service. And all that's more Salford. Anyway, yeah, it's got a farm shop. You can get organic pressed juice on the way. It's fantastic. Would recommend for a day out.
That's it. If anyone remembers the name of that. But yeah. So Ed's luckily he's still with us for now.
He must have been really frightened.
He's
very chilled.
Very chilled, yeah. But yeah, so.
Straight over his head. Because he wouldn't have been able to see, so he's lucky that he kind of could move over and get
a child in the front.
Oh, no.
I was in the front with him.
Do you know when people are pregnant, they go, carrying precious cargo.
Yeah.
You would have been carrying precious cargo if you'd have been in there.
Do you know
what,
though? It did make me think. I was in bed last night. I was thinking, life can end like that.
Yeah. And you weren't nice to him this week either.
So, like, think, what are the chances of like a final destination situation happening? And then I was like, do you know what? It just makes me think, fuck everyone.
Fuck everything.
Fuck everything. And just.
I agree.
Go and do whatever the fuck you want.
And there's no point worrying about little... I'm getting so much better at that now, but about worrying about little things, because you could have a tree log smash into your car the next day. So then you've spent your last day on Earth worrying about... My worry at the minute is that I've not done the meter reading. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what's
that's your day. Oh, fuck off. You had one day left on this Earth and I spent it worrying about the meter reading that I've not done it yet. Do you know what I mean? It's so silly. So today, girls, when you're listening, whatever little thing you're worrying about, it's not going to matter in 5 years. Stop. Why waste your time with this?
2 years.
I'd say 6 months. 6 months,
tomorrow.
Really? If it's not going to matter tomorrow, then don't bother.
Are you banging around on the tape? Yeah, you are.
I'm just having a drink of coffee.
Guys, we are recording at home today because of the Easter break. And for some reason, Saskia has been given like a million years off school again. So here we are.
Are they ever in school? Are they ever in the lesson?
I know.
The year's got 2 weeks off. And I'm like, well, I mean, a dad obviously doesn't probably even know that she's got 2 weeks off, because it doesn't affect him in any way, shape or form. So he won't know. He won't have to maybe take a day off work, an annual leave, or maybe cut hours short. He won't have a clue, I don't think. Don't think he even knows.
Anyway, so we're doing something really fun today, aren't we, Lauren?
Yes, I actually love it when we do this, because it's great just catching up and all the rest of it. Oh my God, by the way, have you seen my PhotoFab chest results?
Looks like a different person.
Do you know what Charlotte said to me today? She went, it did look a bit granny chest. And it did.
I've
it was really
granny
pigmented.
Chest.
But do you know what? It feels so soft as well off one treatment. It did hurt, and the recovery was a good 10 days. It's more than your face. And it was itchy. But fucking hell, look at the results.
Do you know what though, Lauren? Because obviously PhotoFab is really, really expensive. There is actually, me and Lauren use the this device called Zip Halo. Guys, fantastic. If you can invest in two things, get the LED mask and the Zip Halo, because you've got two different, totally different treatments. Anyway, long story short.
Yeah, the two totally different things.
The Zip Halo, there is a setting on there for pigmentation. And I've been using it on my chest, and the pigment crusts out of your chest.
What? You've been using the Zip has that?
The Zip has a...
That's what mine did with...
A pigment setting. So if you put the zip on the pigment what? Setting, and then you get brown crust a few days later, it's the pigment coming out.
I did not, I'm going to be completely honest, I use it for the tightening, the tone, and the contour.
I did not know
you could do that.
How good?
I didn't know. Really good. So if you can't, obviously photo fab can be expensive. So
anyway,
if not,
we were just about to introduce what we were doing, and bing, bong, boo.
Bing, bong, boo got ADHD'd.
Bing, bong, boo, Lauren did a poo. So today, guys, because we've picked up a whole new load of listeners over the last
whole
few
new
months.
Load of gang members,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, there's loads of shite that you'll hear us like referencing or talking about, and you probably think, but I want to know more.
Yeah, tell us the backstory, like tell us from the beginning.
And that's what we're going to do. So we're going to answer your questions. Now, I have not read the questions because it gives me anxiety.
I've skimmed and, well, we said don't hold back and you didn't. Some of them are really, I don't know. We're going to try. We're going to do our best. Let's see.
But also, are they nutters for asking the questions?
I don't know. Are we nutters? Yeah. I mean, we're all nutters, I suppose. Some of them are like, who asked that? But listen, that's what we're there for. We don't want to know your favourite colour. We want to know your favourite sex position. Like, let's keep it interesting here.
Shall I read one and then
or shall
you
we
read
make Christina
one?
The random lady do it?
Christina, random lady, can you read the questions out?
So, first one. I want to know the answer to this as well. What made you start a podcast together?
It was me, wasn't it?
The brains. The brains.
You're Pinky and I'm the brains.
Yes, absolutely.
The Pinky
and the brain. Sorry.
Anyway. Sorry. Okay, so basically in COVID, I properly got into podcasts and I am a little busybody around the house. So I loved the fact that I could listen to something consistently while doing jobs, like, because I love having Real Housewives on, but you've got to be there and running back in and out of your bedroom, looking at the TV, like, who said what?
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, I love this. This is fantastic. And I actually went to uni and did television and radio production. So I feel like I loved it. Anyway, rang Lauren and I said, Lauren.
No, but at the same time, something else was going on, wasn't it? At exactly the same time.
Yes. And something bad happened with this awful, like, gossip website. Is it still going? Probably.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I imagine it's... Yeah. Yeah.
So we're probably still all over there. But
I believe we will be.
The stuff on there, like, I would say 90% of it was literally, like, fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
like it was
like,
not
you kind
true.
Of think what?
Like not true. And it's, do you know how frustrating it is, like when someone's made something up about you? We've all had a rumor before, haven't we?
Yeah,
but it's,
and then we're having that rumor like there for everyone to join in, and the thing is you can see, you're like, you know how Chinese whispers happen, it starts with a tiny thing and then someone adds on, and then you're like, how? And then that person then goes online and says, well, I heard. Sat there eating a bag of crisps, typing with the greasy fingers.
It got really bad in COVID, the twattle, because I feel like, do you know what? I'm going to say it. A lot of women don't have friends like we have. So they felt like that was their space to bitch and gossip. Whereas like we've got our friends, our group chats, like we don't even think to
do that. I think unhappy people attract unhappy people, and I think nasty people have something in common with other nasty people, so it makes them feel better. But I don't believe there is one person on a website like that is happy and content. There cannot be, because you've got time, you're not, and you don't want to do it. So it's people there that make themselves feel better by dragging people down. And then they all make friends.
Anyway, there was this website and I was like, we're not doing a passive aggressive Instagram post about this. Let's do a fucking podcast. Here we go, baby.
Let's do one podcast. And we decided to, almost like we're doing today, So because it's so frustrating, you don't want to respond, but I can't. Like now, I don't care. I don't care. Like, thank you guys, whoever's listening that's on Tattle, because you've done this for us and it's our career. But at the time, it's like, I can't tell you how frustrating it is to know that there's a rumor and to know that people are talking. Because at the time, we'd look at it. We don't now, but we did. And to know and not be able to say, it's not true. That's not true. It's so frustrating. So we were like, right, let's do one episode. The main things that have been said, let's just address it. We'll feel much better for it. It wouldn't have stopped it, but it would make us feel better. So we just said, let's do one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what we did. And then we've carried on.
Can I ask, why were you both on Tattle in the first place? Like, did you have a big social media?
My fault.
Did you have big social media following? Like, what was it? Like, how did you attract?
No. So it was my fault. And then I dragged Ashley down with me.
Yeah.
So not at all. I would say maybe I can't remember, maybe 15 to 20,000 followers. So bigger than a normal account, but nowhere near an influencer account or anything like that.
And you weren't an influencer either.
No, not at all. I didn't do anything like that. But I think because I'd always so openly documented when I got married, when I had a baby, and then obviously I got divorced, people kind of then, because the more you share, the more they were fascinated with my life and how... But it was the perfect wedding and then they got divorced. They were fucking fascinated by it. And also I think a lot of people looked at it and was like, oh my God, I'm a single mum, blah, blah, blah. So people got really fascinated and then started delving further into my life. And I got a new boyfriend and they were like, ooh. Oh la la. Oh, she's got another one. And it was really weird. It was like an obsession with me. And then one day I must have tagged Ashley in something and they were like, ooh, nah, here's another one. Ooh. And then Ashley was at the time starting her cosmetic consult. So she started becoming really open. And I think one of the first people to do it, in all honesty, about a treatment, about a surgery. So then they were like, oh, pretty girl. More pretty rich girl. Ooh. And they kind of sunk the teeth into her, and then they made her own thread, which I think actually got bigger than mine.
Yeah, mine. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we were like, what are we going to do about this? And it was really traumatic at the time. I deleted Instagram for 3 months. I found it really traumatic, but
we did the podcast, everything, but the bits like,
and we did one episode,
but that pissed me off the most is like, there's lists of footballers I've shagged or something. And like, Lauren knows, like, I didn't even know who these people's names were.
And you got the wrong girl.
Like, a lot of stuff about like, oh, she's always out and she's up late at night and blah. And I'm like, I go to bed at 5:30 every night. You know, like, you're not getting a message off me after that time. And I don't really go out either. Like, but listen, it is what it is.
Thank you.
And I must say, yeah, we contradict ourselves. We say one thing, we change our minds, but we own it.
We own it. And that, so we did one episode, just one. And we were with a producer called Charlie, absolutely lovely girl. We did one episode and she was like, guys, this has got a lot of people are listening. And then people were like, we loved it, do another. So then we used to be like, okay, shit, let's do another. There was no consistency like there is now where like, it's our job. We go every week. It was more like we'd do a few weeks and then we'd not do any for a bit. And then we'd be like, oh shit, let's do another one. It was kind of, and it was expensive, wasn't it, Ashley?
Really? And we paid for it all ourselves.
Yeah, we did. Ed helped us, didn't he, Ashley?
Mainly. Thanks, Ed.
Do you know what? Thank you, Ed, because Ed was like, listen, whatever it takes, when it started getting bigger, he was like, I see something here. I'm going to support you. And that's why we love Ed. I'm going to support you girls. He wasn't like small dick energy. He was like, no, Ashley, this is good stuff. He was laughing at the episode. So he was like, if you need support, because it's so expensive, guys. He was like, I'm going to help to back you while you get off your feet. So we're always very grateful to, and he did. So we're very grateful to Ed. We did as well with our own, but Ed certainly helped.
Right. Come on, Christina, more questions while we can before Lauren chews everyone's ear.
It's a podcast, hon.
Okay. What were your first impressions of each other?
We've told this story before, but let's...
Lauren thought I was up my own arse.
Yeah, I thought she was a little annoying girl that had far
Lauren
too much
was
to say.
Lovely.
That people think that. I'm very good at that. No, I thought she was a little annoying girl with little leopard print heels. And I thought, you've only just started here. Why are you piping up so much? We were in a meeting. She kept speaking. I was like, you're the new girl. Shut up. Like, why have you got... I was like, why have you got so much to fucking say? And then I realized actually she might be quite beneficial and helpful because I can't remember what I'd asked her, but she'd be like, oh my God, I know this. Oh my God, I'll tell you that. Like she is now. I know the best makeup, whatever. So then I was like, okay. And then I was going to Warehouse and I was like, what do I wear to Warehouse? She was like, oh girl, go on this website. I think it was Nasty Gal. Oh, no.
Urban Outfitters. What was it? What?
Something like that. And then I thought, oh, she's all right then. And then we worked together and it just developed.
Yeah.
I let my guard down and she came in.
Took a while.
Believe it or not, I am, I'm not really that interested in people at the beginning.
No.
But yeah, she's fine.
What does a typical day look like for both of you?
You go first, Lauren.
No, because you're just going to be like, blah, blah, blah. So busy, busy, busy. I get up at about 6:30. If we've got, I'll do it when we've got all the kids because it's more interesting. I come downstairs. I get the two boys and James's little girl and my little girl up, get them all ready, get the breakfast. James comes down fully dressed and everyone's dressed and everyone's had the breakfast. Then I go to Pilates normally. Then I work from my computer. Then I go to appointments. Then I go and record the pod maybe. Whatever I've got on, I record videos. We're on our phone all fucking day. Then I go and get Thea. I do a food shop, a dinner. It's busy.
So what I do is I wake up in the morning, probably at about 6:45, and my body just automatically wakes me up at that time. And then Snowy needs a feed usually by 6:30 as well. But Teddy wakes up at 6:30 too. So I get the two little babies downstairs, change both the bums, sort all the breakfast out. Then my nanny comes at 7:30. Usually I have to drag Saskia out of bed because she loves to lie in. And I will have the breakfast, be cooking, like all of that, getting everyone ready, clearing the plates while she gets them ready for school. Then she leaves the house at 8:00. I've got Snow. Unless my nanny's here and she's here on a Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday for Snow.
The other nanny.
She comes between 8 and 2 p.m., which is a massive help because that time I can do so much in. And then I'll do some bits of work, maybe go for some treatments, maybe meet a friend for coffee. Always get back home by 2:00 and then I start cooking tea and getting everything ready for the crew coming home. And then Ed gets home by 6:00 and my nanny gets home 6:30 with the other two kids. So it's like chaos. And I am tucked up in bed by 7:30, 8:00 because, do you know, one of my friends stayed with me when Ed was away and she was like to me like, literally, you fall asleep by 9:00. You've got no life. And I was like, hun, if someone wakes you up with a tummy bug at 1 a.m, you're fucked. I was like, when everyone falls asleep, I'm like, I have to fall asleep. So that's
I'm the
it.
Same. I'm an early riser. I've got loads of energy in the morning, running around like a Duracell bunny. But then it gets to about
4:00.
7:00. Well, yeah, so I have my crash at 3:00 normally. And then I got, and I can't do very much. And then, but I'm in bed and ready for sleep by 9:00, really. We're pretty boring. We're basically like, and I never watch telly and then I never stop, never sit down, but I don't really know what I do. I just run around like a dick.
Same.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Next question. How do I find a rich man?
Okay, I can answer this.
I've not got one. I can't.
I've had many. And this is me just being brutally honest here. Like, that's what I need. Like,
yeah. No, I think that's good that you can say that.
But at the same time, I've had rich men who have spoken to and stuff, and I think, oh, no. Like, there has to be love there, guys. Like, I'm not just saying this, but there really is. And, like, you know me and Ed, Lauren, like, we actually do really genuinely.
Yeah. I think you've been very lucky, Ashley, because there's a difference between finding a rich man, because I have found rich men before. Like, one person that I tried out, I'd had a load of dickheads, and I thought, do you know what? Not doing this anymore.
Rich man.
I'm not doing this anymore. Rich man. I'm going to... That's funny. So then there's this guy, and I don't know how I got in that situation. And I thought, no, that's what I'm doing now. I don't care. I've got my friends. I've got my little girl. I just want a nice life. That's it. I want to be a Range Rover mum. So I tried it.
You still are.
I know, but by myself now. So I tried it, and it's not enough. It was not enough. The money was not enough. No. So that is not for me. But I think at least with Ashley, she's so lucky because she's found that, but also loves him as well. But I think answering like a bit for you, Ashley, since I've known you, you've always been really clear on what you want in a partner. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And if one of those things is he needs to be wealthy, then that's fine. That's what you have chosen. Doesn't mean you will go out with anybody that's wealthy, but it means that's in the package that you're looking for, and you're not willing to. But because what's the point? You get with a man who's got, you're not going to get on. You're not going to be on the same level. Like, it's not going to work, is it?
Exactly. And you do need
to. How'd you find one?
See, but that's what Lauren just said. You need to be unapologetic about being clear from the beginning of what you want. So, like, that's when me and Lauren are like, do you even offer to split the bill? Like, I don't. Like, from the first day, I'm like, the bill's here. There you go. I've come here to... Anyway, long story short, how do you meet your rich man? You need to give off a lot of self-confidence. You can't just look good. I'm telling you that now. Like, you need to walk in, open shoulders, head high, make sure that you look expensive as well. You know, you're not just wearing something cheap. What I always do and say to everyone is, instead of going in, like, you know, to an online shop where everyone's going to have the same clothes on, go on Vinted and buy something like that for 50 quid that's absolutely amazing, say that was for 500 quid. And there's loads of stuff out there. So make sure you look expensive, go in confident, and just make sure you're in the right places as well.
I agree with you about looking expensive. So you need to, it doesn't, and we're not saying you need to be, it's not the attractiveness, it's not how fit you are. That actually doesn't really matter. It's that you are groomed, you look expensive. You be, even if you're not, even if you're skin, you behave in that way. And you also, I think, Ashley, they need to think that you're not, you need to play the game where they're not, you don't need them, you don't want them, you're not bothered, because they have women throwing themselves at them because they've got money. Like, you can have a really ugly man, he'll still get bitches.
Men love bitches.
Yeah. So you've got to give that aura off, because they are, normally rich people, I think, are businessmen. So they're very switched on, and they like the chase, and they like, you know, they want to better themselves and they want a challenge. They've not got rich for nothing. So you need to become that like prize that they want to win. That everyone, you could, I would even let them know in the right way that everyone wants a piece. There's lots of people, but you're just picking selectively who you want.
Yeah, don't respond to text messages straight away, all that jazz.
But where do you find them, Ashley? So Raya, I would guess there's more, not everyone, but richer people on there.
Raya.
expensive country clubs, like Hale Country Club. Like, you're not going there if you're skint. Or are you going there if you're skint?
Well, I know. I was skint.
I know. But you know what I mean. You go to places that you need a level.
Yeah, we've spoken about this before. And like, instead of going out to town to like the club, go to like a wealthy area where there's like a pub or something like that. Gyms, like Lauren said, like a private members vibe. That kind spa. Of thing. Spa. But yeah, if you just want a sugar daddy, no. I would give Seeking Arrangements a go.
Yeah, I know people that have done pretty well on that. Depends what you want. If you just want a man to pay for your shit, there's lots of ways to go about that.
Yeah, and just make sure you don't show your face. Make a nice name for yourself up.
But one thing I would always say is, like I've just said that story, you need to decide within yourself what you want. It is not worth, if you just want money and you really don't care about love or anything, fine. But I don't think you'd stay happy forever. I really don't. And I think, yes, you would get money in a lifestyle, but there would be a piece missing in your life a little bit.
Yeah.
So you need to, you don't sell your soul
for a Cartier. You don't want a controlling guy either.
It's not always worth the money. So weigh it up a little bit and always have a plan.
A lot of wealthy men are controlling.
Yeah. So just don't do everything just for the money. Make sure you're happy too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next
question. Worst well-known celebrity encounter.
Oh, I've got one.
I don't think I have.
I've got one. I will not tell the person's name. I've got two, in fact. One, and I will keep it brief because we are not haters, we are not mean girls, but there was one celebrity and I did some work on her. Well-known. I think she thought she was more well known than she was, but, and she basically rang me and was like, why have you sold a story about me having this done to the Sun? And I was like, what, hun? Like, way more famous people have had stuff done. And also, why do I want to lose my job, like, for selling this? And also, don't forget, I was, a manager at a private hospital. I know all about GDPR, patient data, all that jazz. You physically can't sell a story on someone having a procedure done to any news outlet because it's a breach of their patient confidentiality. So you can't do that. So I was like, okay, I think you'll find that that's totally untrue, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, long story short, yeah, nuts. And then another one, someone off Love Island was very unkind to me as well.
That's not nice, is it?
I don't know what this next question means, so help me out. Have you or anyone you know had buccal fat removal?
I haven't.
I do know someone that had it done though and loved it, but my concern is when you get older, you need that fat. Like, you need that. So you're fine now.
It's these two pouches here, Christina.
So it makes you go like this.
So they go into your mouth and then pull it out.
I think some people have really round faces, so I kind of get it. But I wouldn't do it unless I really felt it was necessary, because I do think the older you get, that fat's going to you're going to lose the volume anyway, and you could end up looking a bit skeletal. So I think if you've got a very round face, maybe don't just do it for the sake of it. But I haven't had it done, but I do know people who have.
What's your favourite procedure you've both had done?
Nose job.
My boobs. I had an uplift. I've had three boob jobs. The first two, not great. The last one, great. And I had an uplift with implants, and before they were like triangular shaped, they were quite like, I had big nipples, and now they're great. So actually, boobs, without a doubt, the confidence that gave me, and I did it when I was newly single, and I thought, shit, I don't really want anyone to see these, and I did it quite young, and I'm actually glad I did it young, because those were the years when I feel like I needed that confidence.
That's so right. I had my boobs and my nose done when I was young, but they were the two things that I was not confident with. And my mum kept saying to me, just wait till after you've had kids.
And I was like, yeah, but when I've had kids, I won't be in the club.
I think so, you still care. Like, you still care when you've had kids, but not.
But
you're fucked anyway.
Exactly. And like, also, like, I'm settled down when I've had kids. Like, so I'm so glad I didn't listen to my mum.
Yeah, I agree. I'm glad I did mine young. I had all my 20s feeling much more confident about my boobs. And I feel like I needed that confidence then much more than I do now.
The next question relates to this. Are there any procedures that you regret?
Yeah, I had body jet lipo and it was a total waste of time and money and time off work and all that shit.
I had something called J-plasma. So when I went and got my boobs done, which I've said before was in Turkey because of the surgeon, not any other reason, I wanted him. I always feel like I've got loose skin. I've not got the best skin in the world. So he told me about something called J-plasma. And basically it's almost like, is it radio frequency, actually, or ultrasound? Fuck knows.
Yeah, it's radio frequency. So it's
under the skin.
Yeah, they do it with a cannula and then this light comes on and it like basically fries your skin to tighten it up.
But it didn't. So I had it done on my stomach and back. I didn't have any lipo with it because I was really thin when I got it done, but I just had it tightened. And afterwards, the pain was really bad. It didn't tighten my skin one tiny bit, and I've probably fucked up all my tissue inside.
Yeah. Did you get a bit of like corned beef skin?
Yeah.
I wish it ruined the circulation.
It was a waste of time. Other than that, do you know what? Oh, hip dip filler, I had that done and I did like how it looked, but it dissolved after 6 months. I didn't pay for it, but if I'd paid $4,000, I would have been pretty fuming.
Okay, next one. This one I found, I don't know how I felt about this one. This is a bit of a weird question. Because you both have lots of treatments and products, etc., do you judge girls who don't?
No, never.
No. I don't
absolutely
care.
No,
I,
not.
Yeah.
Absolutely I don't give
not.
A shit.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Me and my friend, even actually this morning, were saying to each other, we were looking at a picture and they just looked so happy, the people on the picture. And I was like, do you know what? I've not felt like that fucking happy for ages. Like, I was like, maybe we've got it all wrong.
No, I completely agree. First of all, no, because I don't think about other people. I couldn't give a shit what anyone else does, to be honest. I don't give a fuck whether you've had both treatments. So I don't care. It doesn't affect me. I'm too selfish for that. I don't care. I really don't care what anyone's doing. Secondly, I agree with Ashley. Actually, sometimes if someone's got true happiness in what they already look like, then that's actually fantastic. Yeah. And if they're not bothered, they'd have more money than I've got. They would have, you know, they'd have had less downtime and put themselves through stuff. And if they feel good, more time, then fucking brilliant. Good for bloody you.
Yeah. So I think they're the ones that have got it right.
They're winning.
Yeah.
Also, you two aren't judgy.
No, we're not.
I don't care.
Yeah, you're not judgy. Biggest insecurity of yours and how you deal with it. And what do you like most about yourselves?
Do you want to go first?
My biggest insecurity is my loose skin on my stomach, I would probably say. I've got no fat. I've got nice little muscles coming through now, but I still don't feel comfortable because when I wear like a gym top, the skin folds up. I hate it. And I know there's really nothing I can do. And also my, don't really want to say it because I feel like people will then draw attention to it. I look like I've been hit in the face with a pan. My nose is so splattered. I would like it to be, I'd like it to be longer and thinner, but I'm never ever going to have a rhino because it's not bad. It's just my own mind. So that's probably and my hair. I've got fucking shit hair. Horrible, terrible hair.
But what do you like most about yourself?
Do you know what's really fun? And like genuinely, me and my friend were talking about this the other day and I said, I can't tell you, and it's worrying really, one thing on my body. One thing that I like, I will find and I'm not saying it, No, it's, but honestly,
Lauren,
tell me a body part and I'll find a flaw. All I could say is I like my eye color, not my eye shape, my eye color. But there's not one thing that I don't think we could change that a little, which is sad, but I'm not crying. Like I'm not arsed, but yeah, eye color is probably the best thing, I suppose.
Okay. My biggest insecurity is, like Lauren said, like just my tree trunk, what do you call it?
Yeah, like, we're very square, aren't we, babe?
Your torso.
We're very square. Also, I hate my legs. I hate them to the point where I've stopped wearing short things. I can't stand my legs.
I did that a long time ago.
Ashley, your legs are gorgeous. Shut up.
No, it's my torso and it's the loose skin. My like lumpy lipo under certain lights. My arms are really not great.
My arm skin's not great.
My knees have started going.
Oh, my knees!
I caught a glimpse of my knees the other day and I was like,
my knees! I tell you what, my fanny as well. It's, everything.
God.
This is a big insecurity at the minute, my double chin.
I get that. What do you like about yourself, Ashley?
Do you know what I do actually really like about myself?
Your personality.
I would say my personality, yeah. Just because, do you know what? I like my teeth. I think I've got nice, clean teeth. My skin, I'm always happy to not wear makeup. And I do feel okay in myself when I'm going out. I think that's a big, like, flex to have, is to be able to go out and about without having to do full glam, because I agree. I couldn't do that. But yeah, personality shines through everything, guys. And your posture, you need to look like you're assertive.
I like my personality too, I suppose, if that's what we're talking about. Yeah, it's cool.
Right. Okay. Next question. I feel like we know nothing about Ashley's childhood/ upbringing, dad, etc.
Okay.
She's actually from the mines. She's adopted from Rochdale.
Yeah. My mum and dad are still together. They have been married for a long, 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 long time, and they always rant on about it. And yeah, my dad's a businessman, and my mum was a teaching assistant. And I grew up in Bowdoin in Altrincham. I went to Altrincham Girls Grammar School, which was hell on earth. I had a normal life. Like, my mum and dad never spoilt me, did they, Lauren?
No, but I wouldn't say you had a normal, and I probably didn't. I had a very lovely childhood, but I would say you certainly, they didn't spoil you. No, absolutely not.
No.
But you lived in a gorgeous house, in a gorgeous area, yeah, around affluent people. And this is one thing that I think does make a difference in your upbringing. And I think it makes a difference since when you made a decision of what kind of partner you want. You are used to a certain style, certain type of lifestyle. Very nice. Not like ridiculous fucking big man, you know, but, you know, the people around you, you didn't have scruffy people around you, dickheads around you, or poor people, maybe dickheads, but you've been grown up in quite an affluent area. And that is what you are used to. And that is what you want. So I think that definitely shapes. But no, I would never say you weren't spoiled or anything like that. It's not like you were getting like a Bentley chauffeur to school and stuff. It wasn't like that.
No, I had to buy my own car. I had a paper round when I was younger. My first job was washing people's hair at Tony and Guy Altrincham. Yeah, that there's not really much more to say on that. Oh, I've got a sister. I've got a little sister. She's 2 years younger than me. She lives in Dubai now.
She's so funny, isn't she? She's not like Ashley at all. She's very dry. She's lovely. Yes. She's fantastic. She's very dry, but I like her.
Mm. Yeah.
So the next question, I think you've already answered. Has Ashley always been rich?
I would say
I have not.
Ashley, compared to the average person, yes, I would say you probably have.
I used to work for 20 quid a day at Tony and Guy.
Yeah, but your fam...
Excuse me. When I was at uni, I used to wear Febreze's perfume.
No, I...
I sometimes spray Febreze on my coat if I've had a fag.
Exactly. That was me.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
I've sprayed it in my face before and like almost in my mouth when I've been desperate.
Yeah.
It's when you smell a fang.
You're from a lovely area, let's say that.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Lauren, what is your relationship really like with your brother? Is he older or younger?
I find it really weird, this question, because I don't think I've even mentioned my brother. So I have got two brothers. they're older. My dad already had them when he met my mum. My mum had me at 35 and my dad was like 43, so he was a lot older. The boys were, I think, 15 and like 20 when I was born. So there's a huge age gap. I only lived with them when I was a baby, and obviously then they moved out. I'm not close to them. I have been at times in my life. When my dad died, I was close to them.
You were close with eldest, your nephew.
Yeah. So my eldest brother, who is early 50s, has got a girl and a boy. He's got other kids as well. And they were literally, because of the age gap, they were born about a year to 2 years after me, because my dad was so old when he had me. So my niece and nephew were all like a few years apart. So I was close to them, but unfortunately my nephew died when he was 21. So yeah, we were close again. Then we were close, but there's no beef. There's no shade. There's no drama. There is nothing like that. It's just the 50 odd. We don't live near each other. We just don't see each other that much. I am, however, really close to my niece and her mum, and I have my little family, and there's no shade, nothing. It's just, we didn't grow up together. I didn't grow up with siblings as such. So yeah, that's it really.
Boring. Okay.
Biggest regret in life.
Woo! I don't honestly really don't have any, because I don't agree with them. Unless you've done the only regrets I have in life is when I've hurt someone and I've hurt their feelings and I've upset them.
Your tattoo.
Oh no, I don't. What, the one on my fanny?
The one on your fanny, and the one on the back of your neck.
Oh, I went for laser yesterday. It's the most painful thing. I don't regret. I wouldn't call it a regret. I did what I did, didn't I? Do you know? But there isn't any, because the point I'm at now in life is so fucking good, and I'm genuinely so happy that if I'd have not done one of those things, the catalyst wouldn't have led me to right now. If one of those things I'd taken away, like I could say the 20 grand loan man, yeah, I regret giving him a 20 grand loan. Fucking too right. But if I'd not done that, how do I know I'd be where I am now? So I'm a bit like, I only regret where I've hurt someone and I've made mistakes that have hurt someone's feelings. Of course I regret that. But other than that, it's a learning curve, isn't it? I can't regret Thea's dad. I don't regret getting married. I was happy at the time. It was good at the time. I've got Thea out of it. Like, I've learned a lesson.
Yeah. I don't have any major regrets apart from like semi-permanent eyeliner, maybe a bit.
I'm sorry, but I'm talking about marriages and 20 grand loans, and you've just said your biggest regret is semi-permanent eyeliner.
I'm joking.
Are you okay?
Right, so go on. Semi-permanent,
give us a regret.
Like Lauren said, do you know what? There's been times when I've been caught up in situations and I've been an absolute bitch to some people, and I've looked back on it and thought, oh, what I did today is not very nice. But I must say that was 10 plus years ago, and like what you said, I think my only regret would just to not be in the mindset that I've been in the last, I would say, 5 years, where I'm like, it's that fuck it mentality, where I've spent hours ruminating on things, worrying about really irrelevant stuff, nitpicking my appearance, you know, worrying about what other people think. And that's a regret, because I've wasted a lot of time and energy on that. But we are where we are, yeah. And we move.
Yeah, I agree. I think, yeah, certainly that type of thing where I think, why did I let someone treat me like that? But if I hadn't done that, then I wouldn't have learned. So I don't really believe in regrets unless you've like killed someone or something.
Next one. How many baby mums does James have?
Do you know what's really funny? The way, because I rip him about it, makes it sound like he's got absolutely loads. He has got two baby mums. He's got...
Same as me!
Same as you, hon. He has got two baby mums. That's two, yeah.
Do you have any baby mama drama with your boyfriend's exes, or do you all get on?
I think when you're co-parenting, it is always going to be difficult. There's always going to be moments like me and Thea's dad, and obviously James and his baby mums. There's always going to be moments where you think like, oh, I wouldn't have done it like that. And I think that's completely normal. And the other thing I will say is I would never discuss that on here anyway, regardless, even if I absolutely had mega problems or I didn't, I wouldn't discuss that on here. There's a time and a place. I talk about James's children to a degree. However, they're not my children. I'm not the mum. So, and their business does not want to be all over the podcast. And as much as I will talk about myself and my own embarrassing stories, I can't assume someone else wants to be on this platform. So if there was drama, I wouldn't be telling you anyway.
Would Lauren have a threesome with James and another girl?
We've spoken about this recently. I don't fancy women. So there's nothing to me that gets my juices going. The thought of licking a woman out, it just doesn't. So it wouldn't turn me on. I just don't fancy them. But I have said to you guys before, the thought of potentially James with a woman, because I fancy him. It's like watching porn with the main character being your massive crush. I kind of get that, but I don't think it would play out how I thought.
The way you wanted. Yeah.
I would like, you know, watch it. Oh, cool. Go on, fit bastard. Let me watch it. But I'm not interested in women. So I'd be a bit like, oh, this is shit. And I think he would want me to be with the woman. And I'm just not turned on by that. So don't think it'd work.
Right. What's the best sex you've had?
I'm not answering that.
The Womanizer 3 with our code NIP.
Do you know why? Just tell you. I'll tell you why I'm not answering that. Because my answer is actually truthful, but it makes me sound like a gimp and it just makes it sound like I'm being safe saying James. So I'm not even.
It's with
exactly.
James.
That's, I'm not saying it, but yeah. I think the best sex is with someone who knows you very well.
Comfortable. Yeah. When you're comfortable with someone. And do you know what? There's different types of sex. There's shagging, there's fucking, there's sex, there's making love, and they're all different. It depends.
What mood you're in?
Again. What do I want off the menu tonight?
Agree.
Or a wank. You know?
How often do you both have sex?
A week, probably 5 times.
Fuck off.
5 times.
Five times.
Yeah.
Do you know what though? You're still quite an early.
Do you know what? Do you know what works perfectly with me and James, right? He's very horny. Very horny. Sometimes I can get lazy with it and I need a little shove. I need someone to like, come on.
Shove.
I need a shove. And I love it when I get going, but I'm a creature of habit and sometimes I think can't be asked. So we need that. If he never came on to me, I'd probably just be like, I'll have a cup of tea. But I do like it. So yeah, about 5 times a week, the least would be 3.
With myself. No, not as much as that, Lauren. No.
We're early days though, aren't we?
And I've just had a baby.
Exactly. It's very different.
So, okay. Who pissed in Ashley's bed? Can you?
You have to come to the events for that.
Can you give us a
We only tell you at the events.
It's funny.
It's funny. And we only tell you at the brunches. We always tell people at the brunches.
Tell us a story about Ashley and the stripper. I didn't know what this one was about.
We've told that already. We've told the full thing. We just got fingered.
Oh, what? So, yeah, basically, I took my friend for her 21st to a strip club on a Tuesday night. And my boyfriend at the time was really, really pissing me off. And so I got his credit card. Well, they were in my name, but got like all my credit and debit cards. And at every cash machine on Princess Parkway, I stopped and drew out the maximum amount. And I put all the money in a clutch bag. So I had probably like $2,000 in this bag. And we were so bored. It was a Tuesday night. We were in Revolution on Deansgate Locks. And then we saw this Hummer stretch limo and it had the name of a strip club on the side of it. And I was like, we're going there. So me and her on our own on a Tuesday ended up in a strip club. And the strippers, when we walked in, were like, fucking bitches probably here to take the piss out of us. And I was like, girls, champagne. Bah, 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 da, da, da. So then they were like, oh, okay. And then I was like to her, right, pick what girl you want for a dance and I'll get it for you for your birthday. And she was like, that
Eastern European really hot girl over there. So I was like, oh yeah, she's hot. So I walked over to her and I was like, right, here's £100. You show her the time of her life. And she took her downstairs into a private room. And my friend came back upstairs shaking. And she was like, I won't sleep tonight unless you have a dance with her as well. So I was like, right, all right then, whatever. So I'm like, come on, you. And then, yeah, like I was sat there and it was a mirrored room. So I was staring myself in the face.
How did I get here?
Like, at what point did I get here? Like, it was just like, yeah, it was heavy. But yeah, that's
and
what happened.
And she did things.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. There's only one more. Where do you see yourselves in 5 years' time?
I would like to be in a bigger house because the next move for us will be to get a bigger house because there's too many children that I didn't anticipate when I bought this. So a bigger house, more space for the kids, maybe another child. I still do not know yet. Podcast wise, I would like this, although it nearly is pretty much, to be our full-time job. I would like us to be doing more tours. I would like to be just a full up my job to be a podcaster and just to still be skinny really would be good.
Yeah. I think the main thing for me, like in 5 years would be this to be my main job, like as in like just doing fun shit all day with Lauren and Christina, the lady. And
the woman,
yeah, woman, even worse. And also have a walk-in wardrobe where there's like colour coordinated areas.
Oh my God, the dream for me. I agree. Walk in and every, like Molly Mays.
Visually.
Oh, and you look and you think black trousers, black top, red trousers.
A Carla Webster wardrobe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, that, so Carla Webster did Perry Shands and Molly Mays.
Yeah, I agree.
Wardrobes.
I agree, that would be the dream.
And like a drawer that I open with all my concealers in colour order.
And your knickers.
I need that.
Have you seen?
That's what I'm working my arse off.
Have you seen
for.
Dawn Ward's knicker drawer? Do you remember? Was it Dawn on Housewives where she pulls it out and the yes. knickers are rolled? That, I love organisation.
And they're folded.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
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 Do you know you could do that now though? You don't need money to organise a knicker drawer.
Yeah, you're right, Christine.
My knickers are like...
I'm a normal gal and I've got a drawer with my makeup.
Shut up.
Like, that's not...
No, it's not...
Well, where are you going to be then in 5 years, Christina, if you've already got your knickers in a drawer?
On a yacht.
With a knickers on her head.
What I'm saying is it didn't cost any money for me to put
right,
my
shut up. Nobody, shut up, woman. Nobody asked you. Turn off your mic. I would like to be happy and healthy and more children should I want them. And thin.
Yes.
I can't wait for you to moan throughout your whole
pregnancy. I still don't know whether I'm going to do it. The longer the time goes by, the more I'm like, I cannot be arsed with this. We'll see.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed us sprouting shite for how long? An hour and a half?
45 minutes of talking shitty poo-poo.
Yeah. We will do more of these Q&A type things. And do you know...
Tell us if you like them.
Tell us if you like them. Do you know what I think a good format for a show would be? Like a live Q&A.
How would you do it live?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What? Like get them to do it on Instagram?
Yeah, something like that.
At one of our shows, everyone can give them. I think I really like that idea. It's a good talking point and it leads you to the next place, doesn't it?
Exactly. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. We hope that you have a lovely rest of the week and we will be back on Friday with our bonus. We are there on the hour, every hour though, with our Patreon. It is literally popping off on there this week, isn't it, Lauren?
Yeah, look, I love it. Do you know what? I really like it. Like, there was a girl that put something in there and she had like a dilemma and she was like, and then the older lady, no, I say older ladies, the ones that were a little bit older than her, she was only 20. The women, well, she was only about 24, were like jumping in saying, listen, darling, like giving her advice and stuff. It's a lovely, lovely place, actually. I'm actually really proud of us for having that
Me
there.
Me too, honestly. I love it. Like, honestly, instead of like scrolling aimlessly for Instagram, I just go on there now.
Yeah, same.
It's like-minded same. Peeps, isn't it?
Yep. So if you want to go on it, join it. But if you don't, we're still here every bloody Wednesday for you anyway. So don't worry.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.